information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
Well, I got to tell you, there are so many places where you can get information these days. I mean, you can just turn on the television in the middle of the day, and somebody who doesn't even have a medical degree will be talking at you about their opinion regarding health and wellness. And that brings my attention to Jenny McCarthy and her stance on vaccines. Now, vaccines, I have to say, are a very controversial issue in our country. There are many different schools of thoughts. And one of the things before we get into this, because I think it's really important for the listeners to understand at the end of this segment, what's best for you when it comes to vaccinating your family, your kids, yourself. For me, I think as a naturopathic doctor, doctor as teacher is one of our principles. And for me, I also think that I can take it a step further and say, you know, to lead. To teach, yes, but to lead. How can I lead? I want to lead in the efforts to get all information out there, and I can empower my patients with education so they can make the most informed decision for their family. Because every situation is different, and your heart and your decision-making processes are different than everybody else, and everybody has to take responsibility for it. But I think that's where I would want to be the spokesperson and an advocate for people's choice, as long as I was on their team, helping them understand the research, the science, the history, the risks, the benefits, etc.
I need to start out by talking about polarizing figures with this, which Jenny McCarthy is. She's a polarizing figure. She goes about a very public personal life. She leaves herself out for judgment. I have to say that we all want to like spokespeople and then like their views. I don't know if I like Jenny McCarthy from the little I have seen her in televisions and the way she goes about things. Bull in a China shop diplomacy doesn't largely work. However, she's got a bit of my heart on this because she has an autistic child. She is a mother. Regardless of the Playboy stuff, the TV stuff, this woman's a mother. And this mother did research. She's not a dumb woman. This is not a dumb bimbo woman. This is a smart woman who went outside of conventional care, and her son dramatically improved. This is well documented. This is well spoken. When I'm talking about, is she more protective than the pharmaceutical industry? That is our topic. I believe in many ways she is. The pharmaceutical industry has basically almost banned her. The Canadian government basically doesn't want anything she's even affiliated shown in their country. And it's all that pharmaceutical industry. I think as a mother's protective instinct and that her and her story with her child are important for women doing exactly what you said, Holly, making the decisions on vaccines. Autism is an acquired condition. It is not genetic. Probably genetic tendencies for everything. Genetic tendencies for dunking. I didn't get that one, just by the way to mention that. But as a mother, Holly, I think she is more protective than the pharmaceutical company. I don't expect warm and fuzzies from the pharmaceutical industry, but mocking effective therapies for autism, blocking them in some ways, which I believe they are doing, blocking things that can benefit these children, I do believe that they are doing. I believe that Jenny McCarthy, frankly, is more protective of our children than the pharmaceutical industry.
So I have a couple things to say, but what I want you to do first is when you say more protective, give me a little bit more texture behind that. What do you mean by that?
It's real for her. It's her child that she looks at and says, regardless of what the drug, herb, or whatever is, what's best. She put the child's interest ahead of any patentable material. And I think she did that well. Now, how she speaks of the diplomacy is not good, the way I think she goes about it. But I think that's what I think.
Well, all right, I understand. So it is real for her. And I think when we come to these polarizing figures, it's really important to understand and to listen from that perspective, that this is real for her. I would say the same thing about Suzanne Somers. Suzanne Somers had a very profound experience avoiding chemotherapy and conventional cancer treatments and doing things differently. But I would say I don't feel that that perhaps would be the best case scenario for other people. We need, I mean, for some, perhaps, yes. But I think for her as well, it was very, very real for her. It was very true for her. But then I get a little bit worried about when you talk about protection with Suzanne Somers writing a book that all of a sudden, you know, everybody sort of is looking up. And here's what it is. I like polarizing figures if they start to bring up a subject that needs, I believe, some that is polarized and needs discussion around it. Because my ultimate goal in the whole thing would be that people actually then wake up and use their own minds, not Suzanne Somers' mind, right? I've got so many people, and it bothered me for years, you know, bringing in Suzanne Somers' book and saying and trying to find themselves in it. And, you know, she's like, well, Suzanne Somers says that my hormones aren't supposed to be this low. I'm like, well, you're a 58-year-old woman. You haven't had your period in 6 years. Why not? And so I think that what one of the things that's important is that at least people, when you're thinking about these polarizing figures that don't have any research besides their own experience, which I value and I validate, that for you, whether it's hormone therapy, whether it's cancer therapy, and whether it's vaccination, you need to wake up and use your own mind. That's the important thing.
Yeah, and there's a danger here. What I think you're going towards is I did it because Suzanne Somers did it, not because it was the best science or the best idea. I'm not vaccinating my kids because I believe in Jenny McCarthy versus I'm not vaccinating my kids because I made a well-rounded, educated decision, and that's my choice. That's the danger with celebrity stuff, is you believe in a celebrity and you ignore the science or not use your brain. Dr. Holly Lucille makes a living myth-defying. She has a television show, For Real Living. Check it out. She myth defies. She breaks this up and asks her viewers not to fall in love with her, but to think. I mean, isn't that kind of where we're getting to, Holly? Is your approach is different? Here's all the information. Think.
Yeah.
Let us help you through the process versus fall in love with celebrity.
I'm very sensitive about that. I mean, I think it's the Dr. Oz phenomenon. I saw an audience member from Dr. Oz come right down and say, I just do everything you say. I'm like, well, what? Where does that get you? You know, it's almost like a couple that the husband, let's say, takes care of all the finances, and then all of a sudden has a massive heart attack one day, and there hasn't imparted any sort of like sharing wisdom. I mean, I think it's a stretch for the analogy, but I got to tell you, why? You know, and I see this all the time too. People come in. I got to tell you, people come in and I feel like I've seen it all, but somebody kind of trumped me the other day as far as my experience. And they have bought every single supplement that they have seen advertised, that they have seen bannered, that they have seen a talking head talk about, and they have no real reason why they are taking it.
Yeah.
But if you can wake up and use your own mind and know exactly why you are unscrewing that cap, putting it in your body and what it's doing, that makes a real difference in your healthcare.
Jenny McCarthy, Playboy model, protecting our children better than the pharmaceutical industry. It's a debate on who's really taking care of who. But it's not the way we roll on this show. Our idea is to give you the best education out there. Simplify it so you can digest it. Right, Holly?
Absolutely. I think that simplify it so you can digest it. And then also so you can actually know what you don't know and know what you know.
Actionable,
right? Because if you need more information... And always remember, you can take things in. People are, you know, especially these days, they call it the information age. I would actually think that it's sometimes the misinformation age. But you can use your own mind. You can clear things up by thinking things through and coming up with the best decision for you and your family.